Okay, yesterday we started learning about sukkah. The walls of the sukkah, the schach of the sukkah. The walls have to come within 9 inches of the ground. Going upwards, the walls don't have to hit the schach. As long as they would keep going, they would hit the schach. Okay, next is what? How many is too many? If the too many would make more shade than sun, then it would be a possible sukkah. Yeah, we just asked one question. Okay, next. It wasn't something we mentioned yesterday, by the way. Okay, then some people have a minute that they make a special floor for the sukkah. It's not accustomed to do this. But you have to be careful. If somebody puts a sukkah on grass, it's a very big problem because you can't pour water on grass in Shabbos or Yom Tov because you're making things grow. So if somebody has a sukkah on grass, they have to really be careful that nobody spills anything, which is impossible. So therefore, then you have to put a plastic down on the floor just to make sure that you don't pour water or any drinks, for that matter, on top of the grass. Now, a lot of people also make what's called noi sukkah. Noi sukkah means the decorations of the sukkah. And by many chassidish places, they really, you should see the Bavavar sukkahs and the Bostoner sukkahs. Some of these sukkahs, man, you walk into the sukkah, all you see is decorations. It's really beautiful. In Chabad, we don't do it. Of course not. Why? Besides the fact that the noi sukkah is muktzah all 7 days, which means if it falls on, you can't even touch it, you can't even move it, and you can't touch it while it's hanging because it's muktzah. But there's another aspect of it. And that is, there is a concept in halacha that's called zekeli va'anveihu. This is my God, and I will beautify him. Or exalt him, but it also means va'anveihu anove, beautiful. So there's a mitzvah, what's called in halacha, hidden mitzvah, beautifying the mitzvah. But in Chabad, there's an inyan that you beautify a mitzvah not with something additional to the mitzvah, because the mitzvah itself is beautiful. Why do you need something external to make the mitzvah itself beautiful? So therefore, what will they do? They'll make a nicer sukkah. They won't make l'mashon talis. Many people have the atara, the crown on the talis. So there's two reasons for a crown on the talis, by the way. One reason is it beautifies the talis, makes it look nicer, especially you have a gold ones and the silver ones. They're very expensive. But, and another reason, by the way, why it's done, because in Kabbalah it says you should make sure the top and the bottom don't get mixed up. So if you don't have a sign for the above, for the what's on top, sometimes you'll end up putting in the bottom of the talis on top and the top on the bottom because you don't know which is top or which is bottom. So therefore, they make that sign at least on the top to make sure you don't change it from, you know, top to bottom. So besides the fact that according in Chabad Talesim, you can only tell the difference between the top and the bottom because in the top of the talis, we have a piece of silk inside the talis. And when it goes over, the part that goes over your head, there's a whole silk piece. So you can tell right away the difference between top and the bottom, if it has the silk or doesn't have the silk. But there's another reason, again, to beautify a mitzvah, you do it not by something external, something else to beautify the mitzvah. Why should the mitzvah itself not be beautiful? So therefore, we beautify the mitzvah itself by buying a nicer sukkah, a nicer talis, a nicer whatever it may be. Now, another thing is that some people have a minig that we mentioned this last night at the Zoom class a little bit. In Shechon Aruch it says you have to sleep in the sukkah. Why? Because it says the sukkah becomes your house. Teishu came to Duru, and therefore, thank you. Just like you eat and sleep in the house, you're supposed to eat and sleep in the sukkah. In Shechon Aruch it says, and Alter Rebbe also brings it down, that Bizman Hazeh, a lot of people don't sleep in the sukkah. And he writes, what's the halachic reason? Because the Gemara says, mitztayer patur min asukah. A person that has is in pain doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. He's patur from the sukkah. So he says, because people find it uncomfortable sleeping in a sukkah, not their own beds, and outside it's hot, it's cold, place, whatever it may be raining, whatever it is, so then, because of that, they have a dinner mitztayer, and the mitztayer is patur min asukah. But what's interesting, by Chabad Chassidim especially, Chabad Chassidim will not eat or drink anything out of a sukkah, not even water, no matter how hard it's pouring. I'm not in California, I'm talking about the New York rains. We go eat in the sukkah, we make Alesha Basukkah, and we eat in the sukkah. Huh? Yeah. So you got wet. You never got wet. Oh, so that's him saying. What's interesting is, the Chayre, it says in Halacha, besides the first night and the second night. But it says, otherwise, besides the first two nights, there's also a difference between the first night and second night, that if it rains, you don't have to sit in the sukkah, because again, you're mitzvah, you're part of the sukkah. Yet, there's a din, our meaning is, no matter what, we don't drink anything, eat anything out of a sukkah, even if you have to take medication, you go into the sukkah, whatever it is, we don't eat anything out of a sukkah. Even if it's pouring. And yet, sleeping, we dafka don't sleep in the sukkah. So that Rebbe once spoke, Asicha, I mean, it's one of the biggest tainis still till today, that the Litvish have against Chabad is they don't sleep in the sukkah. This is in the Shivisha world. That's the, in fact, there was somebody that came to the Rebbe once, and Rosh Hashiva came, there's a tape of it. The Rebbe was screaming at him for half an hour straight. He said, why, what should I tell them? Chabad doesn't sleep in the sukkah. And the Rebbe gave it to him over the head. But machlekes and everything. Anyway, so it says, because the Mittel Rebbe said, v'ikem eshlofen makif in the bina. How can you sleep in makif in the bina? Sukkah is makif, encompassing levels, level of bina. How can you sleep in makif in the bina? And therefore, halachically, he has a din of mitztayer, and therefore you put it from the sukkah. Because you can't sleep. So the Rebbe, once in the sikh, when the Rebbe said it, he said, I don't feel makif in the bina. So I'm not mitztayer. So the Rebbe said, you're mitztayer, you're upset that you don't feel it. What happens if you're not upset that you don't feel it? So then you're upset that you don't feel it. And it went on and on. The bottom line is, it's a Kabbalah Inyan that we dafka don't sleep in the sukkah, even though we will never eat or drink anything out of a sukkah, no matter what. There was one Shabbos Chol HaMoed in the sukkah, I was there. It was New York pouring, not the California pouring, New York pouring. The Rebbe came into the sukkah for Fabreng Shabbos afternoon at 1:30. That year, Rosh Hashanah was sukkahs was Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. So the Rebbe Fabreng Friday night, the short Fabreng, because he also used to Fabreng Matzoy, and then the Fabreng continues Shabbos, and then the Rebbe gave out Kreshul Bracha, you know, after Benjamin. Shabbos, it was pouring. The Rebbe walks into the sukkah, takes off his coat, sitting with the kapota and the hat, takes off his coat. He told all the old chassidim around him, take off your coats. Take off your coats. And Rebbe Fabreng. We're bachrim. I was a kid then. I don't have an older bach. I was a young kid. I mean, over by mitzvah. But, and the rain went through the schach. That our shirts actually turned orange. After the Fabreng, a lot of us went. We don't want to go to the Rebbe Kreshul Brach with an orange shirt. So we ran across the street to the dorm room and we changed the shirt. And then by the time we got back to 770, it was orange again. From the whatever. But the Rebbe said, then the Rebbe gave a brach, nobody should get sick, nobody got sick. It was a beautiful scene at that time. But I'm meaning it's dafka, we don't sleep in the sukkah. It says in Halacha, you don't bring garbage cans into the sukkah. You don't bring disgusting pots and pans into the sukkah.